What's up, everybody? This is the Specifist. This is kind of like an interesting topic here that we're going to go into a little bit of awareness. I think the most important thing you can do is to become aware. And I think this is especially true of becoming aware of things within yourself that you find very cringe worthy. And the reasoning behind why that's true, or why I think this is true, is because if you're able to do that, if you're able to see the cringe, if you're able to notice it, that's the first step to really dealing with your cringe moments, your cringe aspects, the things that are just things that you don't really like about yourself. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I don't like what color my face is, or my nose is a weird shape, or whatever. I'm talking like personality flaws. Like, I shitpost people on Twitter or something. Things like this. These are the kinds of things we have to become aware of. Become aware of the cringe nature of of the mind, of how the mind is. And by doing this, we can start to get a sense of understanding cringe. You know, a lot of people want trigger warnings for everything. Like, oh, I'm triggered by this, I'm triggered by that, please give me a trigger warning. But when you have these trigger warnings, there's a couple of problems that happens. Number one, you can now avoid the trigger warnings, the things that trigger you, which means you're now unaware of those things. And so when they do happen, which they will happen without you even becoming aware of them, they will come and happen to you, and they're out of your, and that kind of thing is out of your control. But because you're so used to trigger warnings all the time, you're not really going to be able to deal with those things when they actually happen. And so really the key to actual emotional balance, mental balance, is to become aware of and stay with the things that trigger you, that make you cringe. The things within yourself, the things within others, the things that you see others doing, the things that you've seen yourself do in the past, things like this. And it's not real difficult necessarily to do this. It's just emotionally difficult. It's emotionally taxing to do this. Because these things are uncomfortable for us to become aware of. You know, but just because you're not aware of them, just because you decide not to become aware of them, does not mean that they don't affect you, because they do. And so you can control everybody in the world if you want, if that's what you think you have to do to deal with these problems. But you will eventually reach a point where you cannot do this. You can't control everybody in the world, and so you're going to be triggered by things that you find uncomfortable. And so there's two basic things you can do for this place. You can get triggered by that thing, blame the world for it, complain about it, or you can become aware of your triggers, become aware of what it feels like to be triggered and stay in that place for, I'd say, up to 15 seconds. It's fucking difficult, but it's worth doing, because once you are able to do this, over time of doing this, it creates emotional stability and emotional understanding. Now you understand that these emotions are just emotions. They're not necessarily good or bad in themselves. They just are what they are. And from that place, you can see your triggers as just things that just are. You might think that doing this is difficult, but it's actually more difficult doing what it is that you're doing. We're avoiding things. You're ignoring things. You're not willing to deal with things. I'm not saying you in specifics, but like, if you are one of those people who are avoiding things, not willing to deal with these things, these triggers, these cringe moments, whatever they are, you will become weaker and more unstable as a result. And you'll have less energy throughout your day to actually do the things that you're going to be doing in your life. You know, probably 2-3 years ago, probably more. I'm sure maybe even less than 2-3 years ago, but around that time, if you were to ask me, why should I become aware of my emotions? Like, that sounds uncomfortable. I'd be like, you don't need to become aware of your emotions. Your emotions are irrelevant to decision-making process. But what I find is that's not actually true. What's actually true is that your emotions are like intoxicants. It's like you are on a drug, and it's not a pleasant drug. You know, when it's a happiness, it's a pleasant drug. It's happiness. You're going with the flow. Your juices are flowing. Things are going great. But when it's unhappiness, you're crashing from the drug. And everything feels horrible and this kind of thing. And so my old self would have been like, well, you don't need to become aware of your emotions. Your emotions are pointless to your decision-making process. You do not need to become aware of your emotions to make decisions. Sorry, my nose is a little stuffed, but anyways. And so, yeah, that was my mindset at the time. But what I've come to understand is that your emotions do influence your decision-making. If you aren't aware of them, they especially are going to be influencing your decision-making processes. And while there is sort of a grain of truth in the idea that your emotions should not be playing a role in your decisions, they do end up helping you make bad decisions if you're not aware of them. The answer is not to not become aware of them. The answer is actually to become aware of them for a period of time. It's actually very simple. Just notice what you're feeling right now and stay with that for 10, 15 seconds. You can name it a general name first, and then make it more specific as you kind of understand what this emotion is more fully. And the more that you're able to do this in your life throughout the next couple of days or whatever you do this, the more you can start to kind of develop emotional intelligence. You're now able to diagnose problems in your decision-making software easier because you've started to build the muscle of emotional awareness training. Yeah, that's number one. Number two is name the emotions. You'll be able to sense different emotions easier the more you do this kind of thing. But oftentimes, by doing this, especially with some more negative emotions or whatever, it's more uncomfortable because there's a lot of triggering that's going on there. There's a lot of cringe moments in your life that you might notice, and you're going like, "Oh God, I can't believe I did that," and from that place, you might want to like shrink away, which is what the original word cringe means in the first place, to literally shrink away from something in this kind of way. And so your instinct, natural impulse might want be to shrink away, to become unaware of this thing again, to focus on something different. But actually, when you do that, what ends up happening is that emotional energy of cringe, of whatever it is, embarrassment or shame or whatever it might be, is still there. You're just not aware of it. And so now that energy that's in the form of shame or embarrassment or whatever can't be used for anything else. And so the more emotions like that you have within you, the less energy you have to spend on other things like exercise or work or friends or relationships or your dog or your cat. And so your cat, and so normally if your cat were to like do something, he'd fight with it. Say you have two or more cats and they'd fight with each other. Normally, you would, say stop fighting or whatever, and then you'd forget about it. If you're not filled up with all this emotional energy, but if you don't have any more energy to spare, because all this energy is taken up by all these different emotions you're not aware of, the cat's fighting will set you off and you'll become angry. And you won't really know why you're so angry. You become so frustrated at life. It becomes more and more difficult to do things. Because all this energy is trapped up in emotions that are buried and suppressed. And so, yeah, that's the answer right there. Become aware of your emotions. Notice what's happening. It doesn't really take that much of your day. Like, seriously, like, All you do is become aware of your inner, of your body. Notice any sensations within your body. That's usually where the emotions are. If there's any tightness in your chest or whatever, and just ask yourself the question, what am I feeling right now? Things like this. And at first, it can be very general because you might not be aware of what you're feeling because those emotions have been hidden off from you by your own, past actions. And so it'll take you a little bit of time in doing this multiple times for you to really get a sense of which emotion is which emotion is doing caused by what, things like this. And so it's going to be a bit of a trial and error practice of doing this. But you just become aware. You ask that question, what am I feeling right now? You might give a general answer, sad or whatever. And you can expand on that if you want or whatever it is. And you can journal it on a piece of paper or notes or whatever it is that you're using, if that's what you want to do. But really, it's about more about becoming aware of the emotion, noticing it, and staying with that feeling for, I would say, up to 10 to 15 seconds. Just noticing it. Without trying to change it or bury it or control it. Actually, do want to do a meditation on this eventually, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. And I'll talk to you in the next one.